You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make me
an instrument. We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County, or good day to you if you're listening this afternoon. This is Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. We're going to be back in Psalm 50 today. We are getting closer to the end of this chapter and the real reason that we are here, which is what happens when we praise God. There are a lot of things that happen, but we're going to be looking at that as we move forward. But it's a passage that is filled with spiritual truth, and you know we're visiting some of that spiritual truth that sets us up in context for verses 22 and 23. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Wyrick Air before we dive into the Word. I was thinking right before I came on the air here, we're now in the latter part of September, and you know cooler temperatures are getting closer by the day. It's pumpkin spice season for the pumpkin spice people, and if anybody has a pumpkin spice addiction and you're looking for a reason to have more, go ahead and say, hey, I'll take Pastor Bob's portion because I'm not a big pumpkin spice guy, and I've it's not that I don't like pumpkin pie, but I don't like all things pumpkin flavored. So just go ahead and avail yourself of my portion, and I will be okay with that. But with cooler temperatures, you might think, well, you know, we really don't need our AC serviced or anything. And I was remembering right before I came into the studio that one year we had to make a road trip up to where my wife's family lived. It was up north. It was very cold. And as we were driving back, we were very comfortable. And as soon as we crossed over into the border, we're talking December. It was a very rare December trip, and we crossed the Georgia-Florida line. We were coming on I-75, and there was the welcome center there just south of the Georgia line. And before we even got to the welcome center, it got really hot, and I went to turn the air conditioner on in the car, and the air conditioner wouldn't work. And so the last several hours of our trip were very warm and uncomfortable. Now, Wyrick Air doesn't work on car air conditioners, but they do work on air conditioning systems in the house. They do it in a professional manner, in a competent manner, and they do a great job at a great price. And so if you are having an air conditioning system that needs some TLC, Wyrick Air may be just the people you are looking for. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They work primarily in residential settings, but they do some light commercial works. They do provide emergency service necessary. They provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. Their number is 321-632-9538. If you like dealing with Christian businesses who operate by Christian principles, those two things do not always exist together, but the folks at Wyrick Air, they do bring kingdom principles to their business, and just some really great folks, not only great mechanics, just great people. And we truly appreciate them, their business, and their ministry for the kingdom of God. And if you're looking for an AC company, that's my AC company personally. It's the AC company we use at Merit Assembly of God. We are very, very thankful for their partnership here on the Refresh Radio program. Let's go to Psalm 50, verses 16 and 17, which we talked about yesterday. We talked about on Friday's program. It talks about what God has to say to the wicked. It talks about their relationship to the commandments of God, their application of the covenant of God. It talks about they hate instruction and that they have a disdain for the actual word of God. They're looking to move away from the word of God instead of embrace the word of God. Those spiritual ramifications or those spiritual actions have societal ramifications, consequences. It has negative manifestations in society. And so as we're looking at these, I want you to listen to them and ask yourself, are we seeing any of these things in America in 2025? I'll let you draw your own conclusion, but I'll share with you my perspective. So let me read verses 16 through 23. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you? When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been a partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. So what happens to society when we refuse to repent, we embrace wickedness instead of holiness, we have a verbal declaration to the commandments of God, but a practical rejection of those statutes. We walk with convenience rather than covenant. We don't want to embrace the things that God wants to teach us, and we put his word behind us. What happens? What happened in Isaiah's day? It says, so when you saw a thief, you consented with him. There's a footnote at the bottom of my study Bible, and it says that could be translated, when you saw a thief, you ran with him. So whenever there's an imperfect understanding and application and lifestyle alignment or misalignment with the word of God, one of the things that is going to start happening is the Ten Commandments are going to start being broken. Thou shalt not steal gives way to a society that says somebody has something that I want and I'm going to take it. I was talking with a person who traveled a great deal internationally, and he was describing the attitudes that certain nations have that is a foundational motivation towards their diplomatic involvement. And he said one of those nations that their primary belief is what you have will soon be mine. That they look at everything that everyone else has, and if they want it, they believe that they're entitled to it and will use their force and their power and their tactics to make that happen. Sometimes theft is done of finances. Sometimes it is done with possessions. Sometimes it's done with territory, with countries, with government. Sometimes it's intellectual property. There's a lot of things that go on where people, I remember reading a book and there was a competitor. This was in the furniture industry, and the guy described that there was a product that was developed, and he was really impressed with it. So he went and bought one. He didn't buy it to use it. He bought it to deconstruct it. I think it's called reverse engineering. He bought it so that he could see how it was built, and then he implemented those techniques, and he produced something of inferior quality, but basically that looked the same and functioned the same, but it was not priced as expensively. So the foundational motivation for stealing or being a thief or running with a thief or consenting with a thief is that we don't trust God to be our provider. And I want to remind you that God provides himself, and he provides every good and perfect gift. And if he would not withhold his son, he will not withhold any good thing from his people. I don't have to resort to stealing to have what a lot of times it's what people want, not what they have need. A lot of times people define their wants as needs, and that'll get you into a world of hurt. And so in the various ministry shifts that I have had through the years, a lot of times people would make ministry shifts as in a financially positive direction. They would leave one job for a better paying job, and then they would leave that job for a better paying job. And so they were constantly stepping up and getting, more and more financial resource. And I will tell you, money is a tool. It is not a status symbol. It is really meant to, as a need to buy food, clothing, and shelter, and primarily to mobilize the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. So if you say, well, I make more than you do, so what? You know, I had a conversation with a person back in the 70s. They were making a lot of money back in the 70s. And I said, wow, you know, you're making that. It was like, I would say the amount of money that they were making was probably 3 to 5 times what the income of families around us were making. They lived in a different part. And, you know, as I was having this conversation with him, he said, Bob, the more you make, the more you spend. There's not a whole lot that changes. You adjust your spending to your income. And, you know, I know who he was and what is, he had to work all the way until the point where, they forced him into retirement, and I think he did some consulting after that as well. And he still needed, you know, finances coming in because, you know, his tastes were a little more expensive than our taste. So a society that rejects God's standards is not going to have God's blessings. So if you reject the rules of the house, if you will, then you are going to exclude yourself from the blessings of the house, and you are going to find yourself motivated to try and reappropriate what belongs to others to where it belongs to you. And so it is a lack of trust that God can provide. I have this philosophy. If God is going to provide for all of God's people, for all of eternity, money has no value in heaven, then I ought to be able to trust him to meet the needs that I have here on earth. So I don't want to approve of the thief. I don't want to run with the thief. We see many parts of the country where businesses are closing their doors, not because they don't want to do business, but because the theft of the businesses in that area is so much that they can't afford to stay open. They are losing money because they've got so much product that's walking out the door. There are hackers that are looking to steal people's money in an anonymous way through fraud in online scams. So be very, very careful. Here's a free public service announcement. Do not open links from in emails from people you do not know. Do not believe telemarketers that call you and are asking you for your bank information. I'm here to try and help you out. I know a lot of times we want to trust that the people who are calling us have our best interest in heart. That is not necessarily the case. So I have people all the time who are calling me, and you know, they call and say, hey, I want to know if you're interested in selling your house. And I said, did I call you? And they said, no, I called you. And I said, then I'm not interested in selling my house. I don't want to have, if someone calls you and you don't know who they are, never say the word yes. These are just some practical things, because a lot of times they will record that and put your reply yes to a question that they ask, and then they'll try and steal your finances that way. Do not make yourself an easy victim financially. But second, let's not create a culture where stealing is considered a virtue instead of trusting God for his provision. So a couple of weeks ago, I saw a video where multiple vehicles pulled up. They just drove right into a storefront. There was an elderly shop owner, and they, you know, came in by the dozens and just cleaned him out, and ended up, you know, causing him injury in the process, just because they decided that what belonged to him needed to belong to the, to what belonged to him needed to belong to them. So don't be a consenter with people who are stealing. Don't run with them. Trust God. God does all things well. His timing is perfect. He can turn your economy around in a matter of hours. And, you know, do your finances God's way, not the world's way. God's monetary system, his economy, is always better than man's economy. Second, it says, you've been a partaker with adulterers. Adultery is a violation of covenant between a husband and a wife. The Old Testament describes that Israel committed spiritual adultery against God. That was because they were unfaithful to God and they embraced idolatry and the standards of idolatry. And one of the things that I've understood for a long time is if there is a problem with your relationship with God, if you are not walking in covenant relationship with God, your relationships with people on a horizontal, you know, where your relationship with God is vertical, your relationship with people on a horizontal level is going to be marked by a lack of covenant relationships. And adultery, where is something that is supposed to be two people, and it becomes multiple people. So this summer we saw a very public betrayal of two people who were married to people, and they had a very public display that they were being unfaithful to their spouses. And then when all of a sudden it became, you know, a hot topic, all of a sudden they were embarrassed by their behavior because it was public, when they should have really been repenting long before that, because of what was going on in secret. You know, when God says that which has been done in secret will be announced from the rooftops, folks, the technology of that being a reality didn't exist when the prophecy was made. Now it can happen in a matter of minutes. I believe that adultery is not just when we determine we'd rather spend time with a person instead of the person we're in covenant with. So, but sometimes we elevate substance. So there are a lot of people who would rather do drugs than be married to their spouse. They would rather spend all of their time consuming alcohol than to be married to their spouse, or embrace their hobby, and yet they're unfaithful to their spouse. Adultery is elevating anyone or anything above your covenant relationship. And so in the Old Testament, it said that we are supposed to embrace the covenant of our youth. We're not supposed to be running from that. We're supposed to be grateful for it. And so the more a society rejects God's word, the more there's going to be broken marriages, broken relationships, broken covenants. And then 19 and 20 talks about the words that come out of our mouth, that they are going to be, our mouths are going to be prone to evil. There are some people who cannot go a sentence without saying something profane in that. I've heard people speak and in one sentence use one of the most profane and ugly words out there, use it as a noun, a verb, and an adjective all in one sense. That is not an indication of maturity. That is indicative of a poor vocabulary. And, you know, even Christians say it's okay if I say bad things. No, it's not. Because it's out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so we need to make sure that if we hear something coming out of our mouth that is unholy, unrighteous, displeasing in God's sight, that we check our heart and say, God, get that flawed area out of my life. So there's three different things that are referred to here in verse 19 and 20, and that is that it's an evil mouth, a mouth that speaks evil things. It's a mouth that speaks deceitful things, and it is a mouth that is used to tear down even the closest of relationships rather than building people up. So the farther a society gets from God and covenant relationship with Him, the less love that is going to be distributed. And I'm talking love as a biblically defined characteristic. I'm not talking about the modern definitions and the modern applications and all that. No, I'm going back to the real meaning of love. God's love is unconditional love. The more we get away from God, the more we're going to get away from all of the things that God could wants to bring into our life. And so our communication with one another is not going to be compassionate or edifying. Instead, it's going to be hostile. It's going to be filled with strife and discord. It's going to be ungodly communication instead of godly communications. It's going to be deception instead of speaking the truth in love. And it will be tearing one another down instead of building one another up. So I see a lot of people who have needs, and I want you to understand that when I see those needs, it's not that I am not moved with those needs. I just want to understand what caused the need. And many times the root cause is because of fractured relationships. Relationships that were supposed to be lifelong, healthy, beneficial relationships, and somebody gets involved in an ungodly lifestyle, and it leads to a breach in those relationships. And when that happens, all of a sudden, you find that your support system is much less than what God intends it to be. Folks, I am very thankful. I'm thankful for Merit Assembly of God. I'm thankful for every Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church where people are valued and built up. One of the things that we want to do is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, because the things that we are seeing described in Psalm 50, they're running rampant in our society. And it's not God looking to destroy. It's God confronting and saying, hey, there's a solution for this. There's a better way than stealing, and that is God providing. There is a better way than lying, and that is telling the truth. There is a better way to communicate than tearing one another down and slandering one another, and that is edify one another in the body of Christ. I pray that we will embrace God's ways. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Wayland.com. Wayland Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time.